everyone, and welcome to the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton. Thank you for joining us. Social justice advocates are firm in their conviction that one of the primary ways to impact the criminal justice system involves electing fair-minded, ethical local prosecutors. Prosecutors decide which cases go to trial, and they are basically the attorney for the jurisdiction where they are elected. In the St. Louis area, the battle lines have been drawn. There's Bob McCullough, who was in office during the Michael Brown shooting. He is being challenged by a young African-American attorney. McCullough has been accused of being too cozy with police over the years, and he is seeking his eighth term as prosecutor. Wesley Bell is a Ferguson city councilman. He's campaigning for the county prosecutor's job, and he joins us today. Wesley, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure, my absolute pleasure.
What qualities will make you a good prosecuting attorney?
I think several things make an individual good for this line of work. One is you have to have experience, and I've served not only as a city councilman, as you mentioned, I've served as a judge. I've started my career as a public defender. I did defense work, and I currently serve as a prosecutor in the Consolidated Municipal Courts. My father is a retired police officer, and so those diverse experiences have allowed me to see all sides of the criminal justice system. And in addition to that, I think the community piece we can't forget about it. It's important to be engaged in the community. People know who you are, know that you are a part of this community, because I think that also helps guide your decisions and builds trust.
Well, you certainly became known in the Ferguson community when you ran for city councilman after the Michael Brown killing. What motivated you to seek office at that time?
You know, at that time, it was I viewed it as a call to duty. I had been very active in North County. I'm from the North County area, and I was really blown away with the type of support or residents who were asking me to run for city council, because it wasn't on my radar. I wasn't thinking about running for city council, and I think we've talked about that in the past. But there was such a groundswell of support from individuals in the community, and I thought with my area of expertise, I thought it was the right thing to do.
Ferguson became a watershed moment for so many, you in terms of elected office, the nation in terms of addressing quite vocally this issue of police brutality, and also for Bob McCullough, your opponent, because he was the one who announced to the nation in November of 2014 that the grand jury had decided not to indict Darren Wilson. And all along there had been calls for a special prosecutor. You didn't have a lot of friends in the Ferguson area. How will you leverage that disconnect?
You know, I think that people have to understand the relationship between the prosecutor's office and law enforcement, and it can be a very close relationship. When you work with someone every day, it's hard not to, it's hard not to like those people and to become friends with those people. And so when that happens, a conflict of interest just naturally arises, and that's not a bad thing. It's just that when issues like what happened in Ferguson arise, you have to have the grace to know when it's time to let someone else handle a situation, like you said, with a special prosecutor, because again, there's a conflict there, and we don't have all the information because his office has not been forthcoming with all of the information in that case. But what we do know is that the way that the process was handled was very poorly, was very poor, if you will. The average grand jury hearing is about 45 minutes to an hour. This one was 4 months. And one thing about justice is that not only do you need to be transparent, but justice is about consistency. And when you start switching the system up, switching the process up, people are naturally going to lose confidence in the outcome.
Bob McCullough's dad was a police officer who was killed by an African-American man. You mentioned that your dad was a police officer. So both of you, as you said, bring to this race an understanding of the job and the danger that police also face. So how do you avoid becoming close to the police because it is part of your job? Just walk us through that whole process of how the prosecutor works with the police.
So when police officers make an arrest, they file for warrants with the prosecutor's office. At that point, the prosecutors make the decision on whether there's going to be a crime charge, and if there is a crime charge, what the charge is going to be or not going to be. And so the relationship is there because you are working with these people every day. You're conducting investigations. You're interviewing witnesses. Officers are testifying. That means you're going to be talking to officers and gathering information, investigations, as I alluded to before. And you're working with these people every day. And they're good people. Let me just be clear on that. I mean, it's the toughest job in the world. But at the same time, we have to be fair. Just like everyone is held accountable for their actions, officers have to be held accountable if they violate the law as well. And I think that that's important. And so that's why, as much as I trust myself to be fair when it comes to people that I know and love, yeah, I'm going to be biased too. And that's why I think it's important in a case that involves a police shooting that there needs to be a special prosecutor so we avoid even the appearance of impropriety.
You rolled up your sleeves after Michael Brown's shooting and became a city councilman. And then when Ferguson went through all of those steps with the Department of Justice, you were also involved. What did you learn during that process?
Oh, that was very much a learning experience. I was on the negotiation committee with the Department of Justice, so not only negotiating the consent decree, but helping write the consent decree, and being literally locked in a room for hours at a time with some of the brightest legal minds in the country. It was a eye-opening experience. I did learn a lot about practices, not only in courts, but in the criminal justice system throughout the country, because oftentimes we see things parochially and through our own lens, through our own communities, but there are other ways to do things. And I think that's the biggest learning experience that I'll take from that. But it was a process. It was hard and it required a lot of work. And in addition to creating the consent decree, but then we had to sell the consent decree. We had to educate our residents so that they knew what we were doing and that they were bought into it, because I'm a big advocate for community involvement, community engagement, because if we come up with a solution, we're all invested and it has a much greater chance of succeeding. But when we're on our own, as we've seen too far often, the odds of success dramatically decrease.
You know, you mentioned earlier being invested in the community, and you teach criminal law. You also have started several organizations or work with several organizations that teach law and criminal justice to young Missourians. I mean, you are focused on the law. Did that sense of commitment increase substantially post Michael Brown? And we're coming up on the fourth year after his shooting and killing.
I think that people are more aware. I think people are awoke to how the criminal justice system, how it affects us as a community and in society in general, and that our I think most people are aware that the criminal justice system is broken and it needs to be fixed. As I knock on doors and reach out to voters and residents of St. Louis County, I mean, I think people get it now. They understand that they're the way that we're the way that the criminal justice system has been working, it just simply has not been effective. If we are less safe because our crime rates are going up. It costs us more money to incarcerate people than diversionary programs, which I advocate. But also on a basic level, these kind of programs help people, and we're not doing that enough. We know that 80 to 85% of individuals that come across the criminal justice system are in need of drug treatment or mental health care, but yet in St. Louis County, less than 10% are receiving it. And what that does is that when we send people with addiction issues or mental health issues into prison, they come out essentially better criminals with a bigger drug habit. So when we look at nonviolent offenders, we need to start giving them the treatment that they need because they're drastically less likely to progress to the violent crimes. And so I think people are getting it. People are getting it when we're talking to citizens. People are starting to get it.
I might add that you do work with a program that assists women after their incarceration. Let's shift gears a little bit.
Soul Fisher Ministries, I want to give them a nice shout out.
Okay, give them a shout out. You have racked up a number of endorsements. I mean, Bob McCullough is not a stranger to St. Louis County. He was elected in 1991. So he's very well known, but you are lining up some substantial endorsements. Can you talk about those?
Absolutely. We're really proud of the groundswell of support. Indivisible St. Louis, a huge organization that generally does not endorse in the primary. They've made an exception and endorsed us. The Hadley Township, which is the largest township in St. Louis County, Queenie and Lafayette, the Young Dems, the Fannie Lou Hamer Coalition, which is a group of African-American elected officials, the Ferguson Township, my township, as well as Normandy, the Normandy Township, the Midland Township, the Color of Change, a national organization, has endorsed us, and the West County College Dems. Oh man, there are more coming, and there's some I'm probably leaving off. So we're really excited about the support we're getting. And one thing I want to add, Indivisible St. Louis is sponsoring 30,000 handwritten postcards on our behalf to voters. And so we're really excited about the support. People seem to be enthused. And so I tell people we got 35 days left and I have 36 days worth of energy. So the math seems to be working out.
We interviewed you about a year ago, and we talked about your time as a city councilman. And I think I asked you if you plan to run for office again, for a different office, and you did not rule it out. So here we are, 35 days before the primary, and you feel pretty good about things?
I'm feeling very good. You know, they always say a rule of thumb is you run like you're behind. Because you don't want to get overconfident. You want to make sure that you're dotting every I, crossing every T. With that said, I'm very optimistic about where we are, and I think that I think some people are going to be surprised come August 7th. But having said that, we're not taking anything for granted, and we're working now. We have a great group of volunteers and staffers. And we're going to keep plugging away until August 7th at 7:01 p.m. when the polls close.
Well, 35 days to go, and your race is one of the races the country is watching. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to that 36th day when all the votes have been tallied.
And Vicky, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me. I just want to remind people, August 7th, get out and vote. Our website is votewesleybell.com. Our Facebook page is Wesley Bell for St. Louis County Prosecutor. We're on Instagram, Wesley Bell for St. Louis County Prosecutor, Twitter, Bell4, the number 4 STL. So we're plugging away.
And you also have a fundraiser on July 7th?
We have a fundraiser on July 7th. We have a we have several. So, yeah, the best way to get those dates, because I don't want to give you wrong dates, is go on our Facebook page or our website. Again, votewesleybell.com, and keep you abreast of all the things that we have going on.
35 days until voters go to the polls. Wesley Bell, City Councilman for Ferguson, and candidate for St. Louis County Prosecutor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to The Village Celebration.